Welcome to Releasing the Critical Voice Tapping Meditation. Whenever we hear those nagging and negative thoughts that seem to surface every time we decide to push ourselves or try something new, we've identified that critical voice. It works against our best interests and ruins our self-esteem. The critical voice is often an indication that we are scared. By criticizing ourselves at some level, we believe it can shelter us from disappointment or criticism from others. Tapping is a powerful tool to help quiet the critical voice so we can better listen to our heart and feel free to do what's best for us. When you think about the critical voice, the voice that says things like, "You're not good enough," how intense does that voice sound in your mind? Or maybe the critical voice causes a physical reaction, like tightness in your stomach or chest. Notice how the critical voice makes you feel. And on a scale from 0 to 10, how intense is the feeling? Mark it in the app now. Let's begin by taking a nice, deep, calming breath in and out. We'll start by focusing on the critical voice, the truth of how we feel, in order to release the intensity with tapping and then turn towards the positive. Tapping on the side of the hand, repeat after me, either in your mind or out loud. Even though I hear this critical voice so often, I accept myself and how I feel. Even though I hear this critical voice, every time I try something new, I honor how I feel, and I allow my body to relax. Even though this critical voice is holding me back, I honor how I feel, and I'm open to a new way to move forward. Eyebrow, I'm so hard on myself. Side of eye, my critical voice is overwhelming. Under eye, it's always there to bring me down. Under the nose, I've been self-critical for a long time. Under the mouth, and part of me feels like I can't change. Collarbone, part of me thinks that I need to be hard on myself. Under the arm, in order to make the changes I want to make. Top of the head, but I acknowledge this hasn't been working. Tapping on the eyebrow point, think about the area in your life where the critical voice is the loudest. I'll guide you through the points. Don't worry about saying anything out loud here. As you tap on the eyebrow, focus on what the critical voice says to you. Moving to the side of the eye, does it say things like, "You'll never find love," or "Make enough money," "You'll never be good enough"? Notice how the critical voice appears in your own life. under the eye, feeling more relaxed and calm as you notice your critical voice, ask yourself, what's the downside of quieting this voice? Maybe it's been a part of your life for so long that it's hard to imagine yourself not being self-critical. Maybe part of you believes you need to listen to this voice to move forward. Just notice any resistance you have to quieting this voice. Under the nose, being present in this moment now, notice how listening to this critical voice has held you back. Notice how exhausting it feels to have this critical voice so present in your life. Under the mouth, let's get curious. Does this critical voice appear in your mind as your voice, or is it someone else? Just notice how the voice appears as you continue to tap under the mouth. Collarbone. Instead of fighting this voice or trying to vanish it completely, notice what it feels like to be friends with this voice, to listen to this voice with compassion. Maybe this voice is just a scared part of you that needs your own love and reassurance. You don't need to believe this voice or trust this voice, but you can listen with compassion, knowing that it represents a part of you that is scared. Now tapping under the arm, imagine yourself in the future and how you begin to notice your critical voice coming up again. Notice how now you can create some distance between you and that voice. Now you can recognize that this is simply a sign that you need your own love and reassurance. Moving to the top of head, continue to notice what it feels like to hear the critical voice and simply react with compassion. Moving back to the eyebrow point, repeat after me. Eyebrow, I allow my body to relax. Side of eye, I am safe and in control. Under the eye, the critical voice is just a scared part of me. Under the nose, that needs more kindness and self-compassion. Under the mouth, I can notice my critical voice. Collarbone. But I don't need to believe. Under the arm, everything I think. Top of the head, I am in control. Eyebrow, I choose to feel more confidence now. Side of eye, I choose to recognize when my critical voice is acting up. Under the eye, and I take my power back. Under the nose, when I notice my critical voice. Under the mouth, I take it as an invitation to be a better friend to myself. Collarbone. I nurture my spirit with positive thoughts. Underarm. I am in control of what I focus on. Top of the head. I clear my path with positive thoughts. Take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, take a moment to notice how you feel. Checking in again on the intensity of your feelings from your critical voice. Measure it now on the scale from 0 to 10. Well done. In just a few minutes of tapping, you calmed your nervous system and allowed your mind and body to know that you are in control, not your critical voice. If the intensity is still higher than you like, feel free to repeat this tapping now or in the future. It's always helpful to tap while focusing on your specific feelings and experiences around your critical voice. Our intention is to never vanish our critical voice. That's impossible. We feel empowered when we befriend this voice and realize that it's just a scared part of us that needs more reassurance and love. Come back to this tapping meditation anytime you need that reminder. Until the next time we tap, this is Jessica Ortner. Take care and keep tapping.